This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
From what day you may find out, certain people not like me. Everyone cuckus my god thing now. Makes true me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spite me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike.
Me just a do it. Talking Heads with Nazi is brought to you by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Rise Bahamas.
Happy birthday. Mr. PM, let it play again. Let it play some more. We got to send a big, big happy birthday shout out to the Prime Minister, man. We can open it right. We can do it right. Nothing better than ancient man. Huh? Straight out of the heart of Chippenham, my good brethren, ancient man doing it to you right there.
Happy birthday, and yet I need to put the wish while my mind asks no question. Lord, I wonder who it will be. You give your first piece of birthday cake too. Oh Lord, my God, I pray that it's me. Oh, did I need all the food? And did I drink on the rum and speak? We can scream, me dance all night long to the sounds of the ancient man. Now nah, you don't know.
And the Wednesday, June 7th edition of Talking Heads is on and popping, and a very happy birthday to our Prime Minister, Mr. Philip Brave Davis, Casey, happy birthday, sir. You live to enjoy this and many, many more. I think the number of the day in the Island game got to be the seven deuce, right? The seven deuce? Box it, bet it, set it, and forget it. The seven deuce. That's a wicked poker hand, too. So, yeah, happy birthday, Mr. Prime Minister. Like I said, enjoy this and many, many more. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. on this Wednesday, open line edition. You can chime in. Feel free to chime in. It's going to be a hot one today. In New Providence, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. In the Family Islands, Grand Bahama, and anywhere in the Family Islands, toll free, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. Cable channel 969. BTC Flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on for fresh news, smart talk all day right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. All right. Cut right to the chase. We got a good show for you today. Excellent show for you today. Hot show for you today on this Open Line Wednesday. Now, if you're privy to chat groups or political chat groups, and there's a million and one of them all throughout WhatsApp, all on social media, on Facebook as well, then you know recently a young lady has been, for lack of a better word, beating the brakes off of the PLP on this present New Day administration. So much so that after numerous viral voice notes, viral videos, the question's being asked, who's Brittany Harris? Well, since nobody else wants to find out who Brittany Harris is, you know, we gonna find out who Brittany Harris is right here on Talking Heads, because we want to know what's causing all this. So via Zoom today, our special guest on this Open Line Wednesday, all the way from Canada, we have Miss Brittany Harris. We'd like to welcome her to Talking Heads. Brittany, how are you?
I'm great. Hello. Hello, everyone.
And how's the fam? Everybody good?
Everyone's good.
Now, you know, I had to laugh when people ask me, well, who's Brittany Harris? I'm like, she's been in my group a long time. What do you mean, who's Brittany?
Years.
But you've now gone viral to a point where people are asking the question, who is this young lady? And why is she so passionate? And, you know, obviously, you got to get the whole story.
Mm-hmm.
You got to let, you know, we want to do it here so people know exactly who you are. So like we, you know, old Bahamian people say, who you is? Who your people? Who you is? Let everybody know who Brittany Harris is.
Well, let me first start by saying happy birthday to the Prime Minister.
Happy birthday again.
Yeah, happy birthday again to the Prime Minister. Yeah, my name is Brittany Harris, born and raised PLP. I'm a mommy and a wife, and I am the voice on the voice notes. Yeah, that's me.
Now, when I say who are you, I mean, you're a long-time Bahamian. Obviously, you know, you live abroad now. But as you mentioned, you're a long-time PLP. Just touch on that a little bit. How long have you been, like let everybody know with the depths of your long-timeness being a PLP.
Okay, so my grandfather is Coach Moon McPhee. Everybody knows that name.
One of the greatest ever to do it in this country.
Yes. Die hard PLP. So, yeah, I'm...
Even though his daughter might be a better coach, I just wanted to throw that out there, too.
That's the twin, yeah. So, Yolette is my cousin, actually. That's my grandpa's niece.
Okay.
They're identical twins, yeah.
But then his niece it might be a better coach. But, yeah, she's doing a heck of a job over there, though. That's good stuff.
Yeah. So, yeah, I was born into the PLP all my life, straight out the belly. Before I could have voted, I was waving the PLP flags and going to the rallies and cheering them on. So, yeah, born and raised in the PLP.
Now, what has made you turn toward activism now instead of, like, frontline politics, but champion more causes and to hold your beloved PLP as well as the FNM and other administrations accountable? I think we've heard more of a sense of country nowadays in your voice notes and your messages more than a political stance.
Simply because, you know, I am a Bahamian. I bleed Bahamian. Before I am anything, I am a Bahamian. And so regardless of color, I don't ride parties. I like to put Bahamians first and what's best for our country. And so that's why lean more towards activism, I guess.
Yeah,
I want to see, you know, our country in a better state.
But not only do you, I mean, I've heard you and other people have heard you champion different causes. I mean, it's not just a political cause. I mean, I've heard you champion the cause of the elderly, the young, the children, mentally challenged, folks who suffer from mental illness, violence against women, in addition to transparent governance.
So let me speak on that right quick. So I speak up for children a lot. So I am a mommy of a special needs daughter, amazing, beautiful, wonderful toddler. And so that as well, led me towards speaking up for special needs, people, and as well as elderly. You know, I just have a heart for Bahamians, and so don't mind the noise in the market. I've always played a part, especially for, women being sexually abused and different stuff. I have my own story and you can always follow it. And so all of that led me to speaking up for Bahamians, period. So it's not all about politics for me. I do speak for those groups, and I've always had. So, yeah.
Now, obviously, if some of you folks online texted in, guardiantalkradio.com. If you're not in your car, it's guardiantalkradio.com. All right. And, we'll double check that audio feed. Just double check that for me, Mr. Producer. Some folks say they can't hear it. Some say they can't. So just check that audio feed for me.
Yeah, I'm getting some text too.
But warm them out again, boy. but as far as recently, you know, your stance. I mean, what kind of spurred you to stand up? Was it to champion the cause for many other disgruntled PLPs, longtime PLPs that may want to say something but aren't in the position to?
Yeah, so like I said, like, I consider myself the voice for the voiceless. I've always been brave enough to stand up against anything, corruption, injustice. I've always stood up. Even before the PLP won the election, I stood up against the FNM government. This is something I've always been doing. I was very disappointed in the New Day government being my party, right? So I was very disappointed in the way that I saw hardcore, diehard PLPs and just average Bahamians being treated by this New Day government. And so I decided to take a stand, and not just of recently. I've been standing against them, as you know, from 2020, 2021. I've been speaking up against this New Day government because I've been seeing the injustice done to the people. There are a lot of diehard PLPs that are afraid to speak up because, you know, a lot of these people are dependent on this government and some of and promises, I'd like to say. You know, some persons are getting a little something. Some persons work for this government. Some people have been promised things. And so they are afraid to come out and speak. But the day I give you guys my phone, you'll see that there are a lot of PLPs that are sending me messages and speaking out. I've met them in person when I was in Bahamas. I spoke with them, and there's a lot of cries from diehard PLPs. So can you judge that? Can you imagine the average Bahamian? Come on, let's go.
Now, my thing about it is there has been rumors about it. You know, in the chat groups, you know, I've made fun of it. I've made light of it. That's what I do for a living. But there has been a lot of talk that there's a lot of long-time PLPs, card-carrying, that feel displaced and disenfranchised by this New Day administration.
Yeah, definitely. And
since I'm not a card-carrying member of the PLP, but I do know a lot of these people from the chat group and from all walks of life working my career, I kind of feel some of that. I kind of feel that pain regardless. I mean, if you put in the effort, you shouldn't be overlooked. I understand the reason why they feel the way they feel.
And I want to touch on that same thing right there. What I find, you know, what was a real eye-opener for me and what really motivated me that I definitely had to continue this fight was, it was, you know, we call in the political chat rooms, we say trolls.
Correct.
So it was the trolls that I saw fight to get this party in the seat that they are in today, in the position that they are in today. It was the trolls that I saw that has campaigned and worked their butts off for this government. And it's them now, a lot of them that are crying out and saying that, you know, they're not being taken care of. This government is not checking for them and so on and so forth. And so honestly, I'm willing to call some names and let me know if I'm open to it.
We'll probably do that on another episode. I mean, a lot of people are familiar with that, but we just want to get everybody like to find out, you know, get them up to date and then moving forward. Because this is like a soap opera. So this is like episode one.
So it's a lot of trolls, and so let me call them party supporters, right? So it's a lot of supporters that worked hard for this New Day government to put them in the position they are in today. And the government, that New Day government, has lately turned a blind eye, turned their backs on these people. And I think I can't sit by and watch that. And I often tell the trolls, because, you know, I have called some names in voice notes, not going to do it today, but I often tell them what I am doing is for you. It's gonna help you because it's forcing these people to do what they need to do as our government.
And that's kind of what, you know, the message I get from it is, I'm saying what I'm saying because at the end of the day, we want better governance. We want to see a change in the direction this country goes. We don't want to see the same old. Every 5 years, the movie changed, but we know how the movie gonna end. That's what I get. So I'm with you on that because I too want to see a change in the way we do things, especially with government and how we elect people, campaign finance, and so on and so forth. You know, folks declaring ahead of time, we know exactly who you are and what you are before you go in, and let's see who you are when you come out. And we want, I want to see people that's got vision. That's not just jumping to tax the middle class or the lower class to make up. There's got to be vision. There's got to be youthful, exuberant leadership. That somebody who could go in and spend 20 years serving us and serving the country and doing well, rather than the same old we keep seeing. But that's why I ask, because like I said, I'm not within the in the belly of any political party, but I got friends all over. But I've been hearing for a while that the honeymoon is over. Is it obviously with Joe Public, they've been disgruntled, but is it really over within the PLP? Is morale really that low among supporters, or is that being overblown?
Honestly, I can say that I'm of the belief that it is over for the New Day government. It is over. It's just like you said, right? We want a better country. And so in less than 2 years of this government being in power, for supporters diehard supporters to be in the state they are in right now with this New Day government is crazy and it's sad. And I've heard diehard PLPs say that they're ready to get rid of this government. And I'm of the belief that the Bahamas is done and finished with this government. It's a disgrace. And again, this is not to bash any government or party. It's simply that we are tired. We want a better Bahamas. And the Bahamas we desire, we don't see the New Day government delivering it, especially on the path that they are on right now. It's just same old foolishness. You're broken. It's promises, broken promises. They come into power. Before they come into power, they tell us no new tax, no this, no that. And then they come into power and do the complete opposite. And unfortunately, you know, right now in the Bahamas, we're tired. We don't want to wait 5 years anymore. We're not given. Remember, we used to say Bahamians give political parties 2 years to show us what they're about. It's less than 2 years, and y'all have already showed us, and we believe you, and we're done.
And I mean, it's really that far. I mean, it's less than 2 years. That's amazing to me, you know, and a lot of people, I mean, I've shared the same sentiment. I recently heard in the barbershop, nobody that's been long over, mate, long over. Yeah, yeah, the first year and a couple of months, but 2 years. So, but I got a couple of questions that came in via the text lines. Nani, that's what's wrong with the country. Yes, you campaign, but what are you qualified to do? Just can't be a handout. Well, if we had a proper procurement act and we knew who were getting the contracts, then you could still issue contracts because you know who's qualified or who's not. But at the end of the day, maybe not just in contracts, but in some way, shape, or form, you cannot just turn a blind eye to loyal supporters that are in need that actually campaigned for you, rolled up their sleeves, and sacrificed to help you get in. I'm not saying, you know, give them carte blanche. However, you obviously don't want a disgruntled society because now that continues to add to where we go every 5 years. Here we are, we mad with you now, so here come a wave, and here come a new government. And now we get mad with you, and here come another wave. And we don't get any better. We just keep running in circles. All right, let's get to the first break, Mr. Producer. Flip side of the break, we'll pick up the conversation with Brittany Harris. Getting to know who Brittany Harris is. We got a few more questions for her. Feel free to text in and call in. And, of course, we'll pick up the Wednesday, June 7th edition of Talking Heads, which continues right after this.
Experience the pure deliciousness of Dunkin's Glazed Donut Breakfast Sandwich. This sweet and savory breakfast treat stacks a fluffy egg and smoked bacon sandwiched inside a split classic Dunkin' Glazed Donut. Make it a combo with lightly seasoned hash browns and your favorite freshly brewed Dunkin' coffee. Stop by your favorite Dunkin' today and take breakfast to a fun and tasty level with the Dunkin' Glazed Donut Breakfast Sandwich. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and we set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Naughty Johnny's Restaurant can only be described as the experience. You want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's where you can dine on crack conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday. Only at Naughty Johnny's Restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's, well worth the trip.
Play with Island Games. We making dreams come true. Play with Island Games. We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket. Cause Island Games is Poicy, and Poicy is tradition. So when you play Island Games, we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay. Island Games. We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer. Island Games. We can make your dreams come true. We playing with Island Games.
juicy fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius! Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with 4 thighs and 4 legs, fried to golden perfection, plus 4 buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius! Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
We're back at you on the Wednesday, June 7th edition of Talking Heads. And the conversation continues with Brittany Harris. Getting to know who Brittany Harris is. Obviously, if you're in any political chat group, you follow local politics, social media, you know she's been making waves over the last 2.5-3 weeks. Like, waves. Mr. Producer is a fan. He's shaking his head like big rocks. Not small rocks, big rocks. Big rocks, throwing big rocks. But obviously, and it's got Bahamians talking. And it's got Bahamians listening. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. We got a call. Double check that for me. We'll go to the phone lines in a second. But I did have one come in for you, Brittany. And it says, Naughty, I'd like to know Brittany's opinion on this. Can we eliminate the contracts and allow the Ministry of Works employees to do the jobs that they were hired to do? What's your take on that?
Okay. Let me just say this. First and foremost, that contract system was created by, if I'm not wrong, Mr. Perry Christie, right? And those contracts were for unemployed contractors, you know, so that they can have work. In terms of eliminating it, I too have said, you know, something, let's get rid of this system. And why is because I've seen the amount of damage this system is doing in terms of people trying to slay each other for over these contracts. But I would say, I think anything we do with those contracts, they're going to find a way to corrupt that. I'm trying to be very careful for the show's sake in making sure I use the correct word. So I'm going to say right now, those contracts, it's alleged that mainly government workers are who is getting those most of those contracts. And that's not right. That's not how it's supposed to be. And so if that's what they're doing, well, that's what they're allegedly doing for the show's sake. I say get rid of it because the people that are supposed to benefit from it aren't benefiting from it.
And if ones who are benefiting from it, who are supposed to benefit from it, then it's dysfunctional. And then it needs to be replaced or configured. And then, you know, you look at it. I mean, if that is the case, that's startling news to see that government wages and salaries are up $30 million. Story by Travis Cartwright-Carroll in today's Guardian. So you can read that. Mm-hmm. Let's go to the phone lines. We got a caller lined up. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hello, Naughty.
Afternoon.
Afternoon. I have a question for Brittany Harris.
Boy, look here, buddy. Everybody coming out of Woodwork today. What's going on, Meme King? Everything good with you?
I right here.
All right. Hello? Well, I know the voice, man. So what's going on? You got a question for Brittany? Go ahead.
I have a question. Brittany, why do they keep paying these PLP trolls, the people you call AKA the Joneses, to keep attacking you and coming after you, Brittany?
Wow. I want to say, I guess the truth hurts, right? And so they have their trolls. Every day there's a new troll that is attacking me with some lie, lying and slandering my name and my family. And it's simply because they're trying to silence me. But like I said, send any junta. It won't work.
All right. So I think we answered that one. All right. Here's the next question for you. All right. In relation to what you mentioned about we were talking about it, you know, the wages and salaries are up $30 million. Mm-hmm. So it should be folks who need to benefit from those contracts. And when, again, yeah. with no procurement act, we don't know who are actually getting the contracts.
Exactly.
All right, we got another call here. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
And a pleasant good afternoon to you.
What's going on, Bucket Mouth Goblin
and
Meister?
And you know,
Scrapalicious?
I must say, happy birthday to our Prime Minister.
You know, I bust off the ancient man to open the show.
To the Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of the most beautiful little country in the world, as far as I know and I believe. Because when man been up way nearly close to God in heaven past the clouds, and he looked back at this earth, and in this whole earth he mentioned one place. The Bahama Islands is the prettiest thing he see from space.
The most beautiful.
Now, I know that going down in the history books, because that's the only place he talk about from space. He saw the whole earth. And the beaches and the sand, what he saw from up there, are ragged. What he saw up there, send people all the way here to thief our aragonite. Not thief, they must get that and paid for it, but we don't know who they paid. But I must say a congratulations to my 72-year-old, old schoolmate from Eastern Junior, Eastern Senior, Valley Boy, Cat Island by boy, but Valley Boy by nature, and all that kind of stuff, and I wish him the best. He couple days younger than me, could never made a fort with my birthday. And sad story about it. He's also, don't he listen to this strange, eh? That's my old schoolmate. That's my prime minister. You know he's the lawyer that defended the gentleman that killed my son on Graves' birthday. You know, my son was killed on June the 7th, 1996.
I'm sorry, Plucky. I never
heard
that.
And that's what he didn't even realize that was my son. But Brave was the lawyer that defended Leon DePuch, Dr. Leon DePuch, son of Pierre DePuch, who knocked down and killed my son.
Oh, that was an accident.
However it happened, but they said it was an accident that the ruling came down, but whatever the case may be. And also, Dr. Leon DePuch is our first cousin. That's a story, eh?
Boy, that's a irony, eh, Sparky?
My mother and Pierre DePuch, them is first cousin. That's a strange one. But happy birthday anyway, and you always talk about contracts. Now, I know some people who have contracts. They don't work for the ministries or nowhere, but they get some contracts like the clean parks and stuff like that. Single parents, single women might get a contract for their assistance in helping political parties. Now, would you all like to see those contracts be taken away and putting a single mother with five children out of work? A lot of people think that these little park people who clean in the villages and stuff be getting a bunch of money, you know. They're a bunch of people who be getting them big, big contracts, building them schools and all kind of things like that. There'd be hundreds of thousands of dollars a day. But the average person in a park, naughty, is only be getting about $1,000 a month, you know.
Right.
$1,200, $300 a month. Divide that by 4 weeks and try to feed a mother with four children. Y'all really say y'all want to take food out of people's mouths, man? Come on, man. Man, you can't do that, naughty.
I agree, man. I mean, and at the end of the day...
Naughty, can you make it for $1,200 a month based on your lifestyle now? Your little mortgage or whatever it is, your little children who go into school, and your little light bill, your water bill, your cable bill, and you got $1,000. Naughty, you think you can make it more than that likely? Naughty, you make more than that in a week?
I know, but that's funny. Don't talk about business on the radio, man. Please don't watch my money, man. I got enough I could buy me some brown bottles, I'll tell you that.
Man, you got five or six jobs and things.
Okay,
then. You got no job. You're the hustler with a big nose.
Call me industrious. Call me a hustler, baby. That's right. Hustler numero uno.
But I'm glad for you. At least you know how to do it. You know how to hustle.
Legal, too. Because I don't like jail.
I know some fellas hustle under the lamppost night.
I don't hustle like that.
They call it shooting dice.
No, uh-uh. But anyway, we got another call, Sparky, and we got to wrap up with Britney.
Let me go get Mr. Brandon and stuff.
Huh?
Can I speak to what he said?
Yeah, go right ahead.
So in terms of him saying, if we want to take food out people's mouth, that's not what we're trying to do in no way, shape, or form. The thing is, if you put this strictly under the Ministry of Works, then more people would need to be employed and it will just run differently, right? And so the same single mothers that he is talking about, I guess, they can just, they would still get that job, but it wouldn't be like subcontract. However, that's not what's happening. So even if it's just a handful of single mothers, as Sparky wants to say, or single home families, whatever, however it goes, that's not what's happening. Majority allegedly for the show is going to government workers and people that actually don't need those small contracts.
Is greed rearing its ugly head again in Bahamaland? Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty, what's going on with you and your guest?
I'm good, man. What's going on with you, man?
Hey, listen, that rubbish was Sparky talking about the single mother, right? No disrespect to the single mothers, right? But that's the problem in our Bahamas. We always want gifts to one apply. Listen, as a businessman, in order for me to secure a contract, I have to have my business license in place. I need to have my VAT in place. I need to have my NIB in place. All these things need to be in place. These people are treating this money like this their money. This is our money we have to pay back. If you want a government contract, make sure you get your ducks in a row. You just can't be given a contract. I don't care if it's a $10 contract, if it's a $5 contract, if it's a $500 contract. That need to be accountable. That should be accountable. You just can't give that because she's a single mother. That single mother might be juicing the MP, have a government job, and have a government contract. You see what I'm saying? So we need to have checks and balances, man. And not just that. A lot. What comes to those checks and balances, when you give someone a contract, that contract should be clear to the T. And every stage of that contract, someone should come along and check that project.
And that's why we need a public procurement act. Because I've seen contracts issued to clean drains, and I've seen 12 and 14-year-old kids cleaning the drains. Where's your expertise in doing that?
Yeah, you gave people contracts to clean a cycle, and they ain't clean a cycle in 6 months.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Stop treating this money like this, your money. This is our money we get paid for. I don't care who you is. You can have 10 children. I don't care. That ain't your money. When it's your money, then you could, let me give it to the single mother. Let me give it to this. Let me give it to that. Checks and balances, man. Have your ducks in a row. Because we don't know who these people is who we getting contracts to. Stop half of these people is illegals we getting contracts to.
Yeah, maybe. That might be the case. But again, with no Freedom of Information Act and Procurement Act, we can't find out.
Yeah.
That's two more things this administration promised on the campaign trail like others before them did also.
You know, I look at the blue, whatever they call it, the bucket change. It ain't that change with that. Only that change is the pictures and the writing.
All right,
that's the only change in that.
I appreciate you as always, man. I got another call coming in. We got to get to the break, but I appreciate you, man. Thanks for calling as always. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Yeah, what's poppin', Naughty?
What's going on, brother?
Yeah, and good afternoon to your guests. You know, it's great to hear a lady from that far contributed to her country, right? But, you know, and I agree with everything what she's saying. You know, the fact that, you know, Sparky made a point, but, you know, nobody's into taking bread out of anybody's mouth. But what happens is they have created this culture, this particular paradigm in which you would need them. You see what I'm saying, Naughty?
You know
that the greatest investment and resources is the human brains. So they've created this environment in which people would need them. And so even when you look at the contracts, I don't know who all is doing them, but sometimes they just cut the grass and they leave the garbage on the side of the road. So the fact that the Ministry of Works doesn't do any work as far as that, when you look at just the design of the drains, right, Naughty?
I listen, 52, right here, I bet you all the way.
The design of the drains is lacking. You have a drain system where objects, big objects could come through the drain and dirt and mud could get into it. So you'll have this problem just over and over all again. And the guys doing it, they don't have a big Ingersoll Rand compressor with maybe 1,000 pounds per square inch to push. I don't know. They didn't have nothing in place. No,
52,
no
I saw.
The drain and keep it. I didn't even want to get into that, but here's what's going on, Naughty. It's New Day, same old faces, same problem, right? So a farce of a statement, you know, the caller would call just now, right? I love what he was saying. He's right on point. Okay? Now, what you have now is this, we're talking about the migration crisis, right? We have a farce of and I like to suppose hypocrisy here, as far as the asylum bill. Somebody could come on and explain it to Beeman people because I haven't read it yet. I just, you know, with the intricacies of the asylum bill. It was a young lady, it was an elderly lady who was thought about this. And so what I'm saying is, somebody made a statement, I don't know who it was and I don't really care. They said that they are relentless and serious about human smuggling and trafficking, which is total BS. Because how could you be serious about human trafficking when you have migrants coming in abatedly, Chinese, Italians? You saw an Italian was caught on the boat.
Correct.
What I'm vexed about is the government must realize that people have brains. You saying you against human trafficking and smuggling, right? They interface one another. Migration interfaces with human smuggling. You can't get rid of them. They go together. Because we know that most of these people want to reach the promised land, America. Their promised land, I should say. All right? And this is really ridiculous now. The fact that the political chicken has come home to roost as far as the fighting over the contracts and the infighting in the Progressive Liberal Party, right? And that's good for them, you know, because no bone is coming off master's table only for a certain few, you see, on a pew. So this is. I'm not sorry for anybody, you know. They haven't seen the revelations yet. These same problems we're having, people in Chicago and America are having these problems. So it has to be a global construct post-pandemic that most people can't see what's going on, all right? They're trying to displace people. They have the same problem with the migrant community in America, displacing the black people in construction. There's articles online right now about black workers being displaced on the construction site.
They
let go tree behemoths and keep tree Haitians because they know the Haitians don't know nothing about time and a half or double time on certain holidays. This is a global construct, okay? And this is designed to keep us needing these governments. They're spending our money. And they're being very contemptuous of the Beeman people, and they're feeding us total BS. How could you say you against human trafficking, but you have immigrants coming here unabatedly, and you sign this asylum bill to pay taxpayers' money, and you give people $50 every 3 months to social services? And you're the Haitian, like Frankie Paul, them running the country money. They can't give an account for this money, man. But look, we need a big riot, but these people joking, but
I don't think we need a riot, but I think we need a positive march again without shenanigan wannabe politicians and senators. I think we need that for sure.
Can I say something?
Go ahead.
So just to address the caller with the asylum bill, I think it's crazy that that bill is even on the table because we in the Bahamas as a country don't even have the resources for our own Bahamian people. And so how is it that we're discussing an asylum bill and we have our country, we need to change the name from Bahamas to crisis. There's too much crisis, immigration crisis, health crisis. We don't have the resources. Why is that bill even on the table? And it just makes no sense to me.
My thing about it is, if you go in front of the United Nations and on the World Stage and say, we can't take any more in, we could help you help Haiti, but we can't take any more migrants in because, Ben, why are you passing an asylum bill or trying to put an asylum bill to be passed?
Yeah.
That makes no sense, and it makes me wonder, well, why are you trying to put an asylum bill there?
Yeah.
Is it based on what you campaigned on via Bahamians of Haitian descent and all of that? I mean, come on, it makes me wonder.
You or me. I am you. You are me.
And you know, for my Haitian Bahamian crew, man, you know, it's all good, man. No love lost, but you all good.
Yeah,
but
definitely.
We're just having a conversation right now. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? Let's go to the next one. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
I'd like to make a comment.
Go ahead.
Naughty, I agree with the caller before this last one.
Turn your radio down for me, please.
I'd like to make a comment. Yeah, I agree with the caller, not the last caller, the caller before. We have a procurement system in place. We just need people who are honest and fair and make sure that those things are, you know, distributed fairly. We have people who take the time to get their business license and to follow all the necessary
protocols
in this country. We don't need to get rid of distributing contracts through a procurement system. We just need honest and fairness in the system, and it needs to be monitored, checks and balances.
And use the procurement act to do what it's supposed to do.
Because that's a political crony. Or that's a single mother. This is a country. We have to start thinking business-like, right? And run this country how it's supposed to be run so that everyone could fairly benefit from this country, okay? Because it's our money. It's our taxpayers' money.
It's our money.
I don't agree with the asylum bill, and I hope they get that off the table. You know, on the table, they better get that off the table. They do not have a handle on this illegal immigration system, problem over here. Get that in order first, because we have Bahamians here who need jobs. Okay?
Good stuff. Good call. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
All right. Let's get to the break, Mr. Producer, and then we get back and we'll wrap things up with Brittany Harris. Hot show today, boy, and I got texts. I got a couple of texts for you on the flip side of the break. Brittany, you have anything to add from the callers that you heard before we go to the break?
No, that's fine. We can go to break.
All right, we'll go to the break. We'll wrap things up on the June 7th, the Wednesday, June 7th edition of Talking Edge right after this.
Juicy fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius. Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with 4 thighs and 4 legs, fried to golden perfection, plus 4 buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius. Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
The Road to 50 Committee presents the Golden Jubilee Tea Party, a celebration of Bahamian artists and artisans. Under the patronage of Mrs. Anne Marie Davis, spouse of the Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, the Golden Jubilee Tea Party will take place at Bahama Resort on Sunday, June 11th, 3 p.m. For ticket information, call the National Independent Secretariat at 604-1020 or email independencebahamas@gmail.com.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
People, what you thinking?
We want something different.
Uh-huh. People, what you wanting?
We want local government.
I can tell them no more slunking.
We want see it function.
I can tell them no more joking.
I forgot.
Gone down Blue Hill Road. Gone down Village Road. Gone down Nassau Road. We want local government. We want local government. We want local government.
Share the love.
We want local government.
We are called for local government.
Sign the petition and find out more information at risebahamas.net.
Experience the pure deliciousness of Dunkin's Glazed Donut Breakfast Sandwich. This sweet and savory breakfast treat stacks a fluffy egg and smoked bacon sandwiched inside a split classic Dunkin' Glazed Donut. Make it a combo with lightly seasoned hash browns and your favorite freshly brewed Dunkin' coffee. Stop by your favorite Dunkin' today and take breakfast to a fun and tasty level with the Dunkin' Glazed Donut Breakfast Sandwich. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, wrapping things up with Brittany Harris on the Wednesday Open Line Edition. Brittany, thank you for taking time. I know you're busy. I know you got a great business party planning up there in Canada doing big things. So I know you're busy. So thank you for taking the time. And we got to get you in at least twice a month. You know, chop it up. You're now part, you know, you're a Talking Head contributor now, okay? You're an official Talking Head. You're part of the squad. Perfect. All right?
Perfect.
All right. So we'll definitely do this again. But real quick, before we get out of here, a couple of things. That I got for you. Naughty, 52 is absolutely correct. Jones is running this nation. Jesus. Naughty, nothing in this country will ever change unless the people in this country truly shows that they want to change. And it does mean coming together in large numbers and protesting these matters. If one person says something every now and again, and maybe two others pop up around that time and doing the same thing, even though there are many more persons who may feel that way, they do and say nothing. and then nothing will be accomplished. This means forgetting about PLP, FNM, or any third party and simply being Bahamians who are serious about change, not waiting for another party to sell a dream, then come into power to do something different. So I think people are feeling your message, you know, Brittany. I think people are understanding what you're trying to get out there. Naughty, I know this sounds weird, but do you think we as Bahamians would ever be sick and tired of being sick and tired of these political parties? It's the same nonsense every 5 years with these parties. We're the conk because we keep doing the same thing over and over again. So obviously we like it because we don't change the election process. We don't change any of that, the campaign process. We allow it to happen. So obviously we're part of the problem. But I'm going to let Brittany wrap up. You have anything to say before we get out of here? Because I got to get to the news at 5. But I thank you again for being here today.
Sure. I just want to quickly say about what the caller, the texter texted in. I've been for a minute now preaching and saying, you know, let the Bahamian and us rise up, put down these political colors, and let's stand together. And that person is 100% right. Until we as Bahamians understand that these governments work for us, instead of the trolls and the supporters acting as if we work for these people. No, they work for us. We are their bosses. So until we adopt that mentality, I don't see where we're going to go as a country. And again, yes, when it's time to act, there's only a handful of us standing. So if you're really sick and tired, let's get together. I heard Naughty say something that we need to match. We do. But this time for real, this government, we have to hold the government foot to their feet to the fire. We can't keep allowing this, because no matter how you change government, it's going to be the same thing. And that's why right now I'm not a part of any party, and I choose to just sit in the middle, because I'm looking to see real change in our country, and I'm not buying any dreams anymore. So I want the Bahamians to join me in adopting this mentality that we're fed up, we're sick, and we're tired, and it's time to move. It's time to get rid of these governments. It's time to take a stand together. And that's just it.
Got some good text. Naughty, thanks for having Brittany on. She needs to come back on again. Sounds like she's a woman of substance. And we need to hear more from more Bahamians like-minded like her. Here's another one. Naughty, you got to get Brittany back on. It's my understanding that allegedly the Prime Minister's attaché, his bodyguard, and some other members of staff allegedly have contracts as well. Maybe next time she can speak to that on the show. But I've got to be next time because we got to get to the news. And you callers, I appreciate you calling in, but time is not our friend today. We got to get to the news at 5. Brittany, I appreciate you chiming in. We'll do it again.
Thank you. Be safe. Thanks for having me.
And regards to the family. We'll talk soon. Mr. Producer, good stuff. Everybody who chimed in the first hour, awesome stuff. Quick break, flip side of the break. We'll get to the news. And out of the news, Pearlie will be in the building. We're talking sports. The Heat playing tonight, right? The Nuggets playing tonight, right? Ooh, we got to talk NBA, we talk some NFL, and we'll talk sports. Keep it right where you got it. The Wednesday, June 7th edition of Talking Heads continues right after that.
It's Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Rise Bahamas.
Gotcha on the Wednesday, June 7th edition of Talking Heads. Have you got Pearlie zoomed in yet? Pearl's in you the building. What's going on?
You live in that good. You don't know what day of the week it is.
What's going on, Pearlissimo?
Hey, cool. What's happening?
Everything cool. Everything good. Listen, right. I got to go on record and do this. Got to congratulate the Athletics who won the 12U JBLN championship yesterday. Hats off to Coach Kenny Mondesi and Coach Newball and Coach Ellie as well. All of those guys did a great job with that squad. Your nephew came up a little bit short last night, but hats off to Coach Sonic, Javier Bo, and Coach Chris of the Red Sox. No shame. It went to full three games. They ended up coming up short 2-1. But nonetheless, great season and nothing to be ashamed of. So good games, all three of them. And like I said, still proud Papa over here, even though he came up a little bit short. And props to everybody who participated, but especially that whole entire Red Sox team. To watch those guys develop and improve, it's all good.
I had a feeling something was going to go wrong after the Dodgers get run down last night and get beat. I had a feeling.
Oh, boy, let me tell you. Listen to me, though. Hey, can me and you just talk about I know it's a little painful to talk about, okay? But that kid from Cincinnati, Ellie De La Cruz.
Yeah, he's good.
Buddy.
He's good.
Buddy.
He looks like a little toothpick.
No, but do you know?
He is up 110 miles an hour.
112.
Off
but do you know? Do you know who he evoked memories of for me? A tall, skinny kid who used to man right field for the New York Mets with a huge arm and a great bat by the name of Darryl Strawberry. He don't remind you of Strawberry, tall, lanky, and just man.
Yes. Well, you know, some.
And he reminds me of another. I was just going to say, and I was just, you stole it from me, you sucker. I hate you. Good job. I should have gone with him first. I was setting up to say another great Red, Eric the Red, Eric Davis, friend of the Don't Blink Home Run Derby as well. But yeah, Eric Davis, he reminds me of Eric Davis too.
Yeah. Yeah,
big tall Nike. No, but listen, man, what about baseball is you look at potential generational talent, kids that's got it, and I think Ellie's got it, bro. Especially for a franchise like Cincinnati.
He's the number four ranked prospect in all of baseball.
he's a beast. He's a beast. We got a call. Let's grab this call real quick, Pearlie. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? But I guess we had a call. They'll call back. But yeah, I think the future's bright in Cincinnati with some of the pieces they've added. I'm not saying they're going to win a World Series, but I think they're going to be more competitive than they are right now.
So the future's bright. There's a lot of good talent out there in the farms in AAA across the board. Some teams got some really, and they got Cincinnati got another one coming up. But the guy who plays shortstop, he came up in March. He started out in April or May, I think.
Right.
So they got two good young prospects in Cincinnati. Cincinnati got a good team. They don't hit home runs. They base hit you to death, which they did to the Dodgers last night.
Speaking of base hit to death, the Yankees got base hit to death last night, too, by the White Sox. I didn't see that one coming.
You won't be playing today, though. Canada can't beat y'all in nothing, but they smoking y'all out today.
Boy, I tell you, that's a nasty picture over there. You see that?
Yeah. So the game's in Philadelphia and in Chicago postponed.
But can you imagine the density and the immenseness of those Canadian wildfires that is permeating all the way over via Buffalo and now into New York City?
That's a lot. Because you know, that's. I hope they can get that dealt with.
Yeah, that's what California, I'm worried about. That
California used to that too, but wow. It's getting rough in Canada.
It is.
Holy Canada, like it burning down.
All right, well, let's jump in to today in sports history, Pearly. You know, you got to pay the bills. Brought to you, of course, by none other than our good friends at Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza. And don't forget, every Wednesday and every Friday, happy hour out there at Naughty Johnny's, 5 to 7. All right, it's underway now. Go enjoy the highballs. Go enjoy the menu. Give them a call. See what they got going on for you. 377-7776. All right, and on this day, June 7th, in sports history, 1892, John Joseph Doyle became the first pinch hitter in baseball when he was used in a game. 1980, Jeff Norman set a world record when he ran the 50K in 2 hours, 28 minutes, and 6 seconds. 1982, here's one you like, Pearly. Steve Garvey became the fifth player in Major League Baseball history to play in 1,000 consecutive games. 1983, in Dodger Blue. 1983, Steve Carlton temporarily passed Nolan Ryan in career strikeouts when he registered his 3,522nd. 1989, the Toronto Sky Dome hosted the first game to be played indoors and outdoors in the same day. The roof was closed when the weather became threatening. 1997, the Detroit, and you forget the Sky Dome had people in the Centerville luxury box suite doing it with the windows open. You remember that?
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Listen to Buddy. What? I remember that. What?
Yeah.
You remember that? 1997, the Detroit Red Wings.
Record Fleck, it wasn't me.
The Detroit Red Wings won their first NHL championship in 42 years. That was in 1997. They swept the series with the Philadelphia Flyers. 1998, the Baltimore Orioles retired Eddie Murray's number 33. And in 2009, Roger Federer became the sixth man in history to win a career Grand Slam when he won the French Open. He also tied Pete Sampras' record of 14 major singles titles. All right, quote of the day. It's a lot tougher to get up in the morning when you start wearing silk pajamas. Eddie Arquero, former jockey and former champion jockey, Hall of Fame jockey, one of the greatest. And he used to ride out here at the Hobby Horse Hall. There you go. And I got a text right away for you, Pearly. Naughty them Dodgers must have come to realize they just made the choke.
Tell Jeff behave and stop leave me alone, yo.
He don't miss a beat, bro.
He does not.
He don't miss a beat. He is trolling you hard, bro. He makes sure to get you. I'm looking forward to hearing from him every day now. It's getting entertaining.
No.
All right.
Let's get him tuned in.
All right. So let's check out the local scene. All brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau in the home court. Check out the local sports scene. I made mention of it. Both leagues, Freedom Farm and JBLN, wrapping things up, both in playoffs now. You got Nationals getting underway in a couple of weeks. So baseball's kind of winding down. Track and field taking off. Soccer taking off. Big things with football as well, too. That NFL flag, that's an awesome situation right there. Going to have Jason on. If I can't get him on tomorrow or Friday, we'll get him on next week and discuss that, too. But that is NFL Caribbean. That is awesome.
I did promise a caller yesterday that I will see if you can get the people from the Bahamas games on, because a lot of people are saying they're not hearing anything about the Bahamas games.
We'll make a call over the weekend, get some of the organizers here next week. I'm excited to talk about that. That should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I want to know what's going on.
All right. Well, locally, what's going on is you got the top talent coming home for track and field nationals, including Stevie Gardner. All right. As far as
I understand, they're running on a very great day. One of the greatest days.
Your birthday. Your birthday.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Our very own Devin Charlton runs a season best and places second in the hurdles.
Okay.
Jonquel Jones, career low in scoring, but guess what? The New York team just keeps winning.
Yeah, but they're 4-2.
Yeah, but
the Aces 7-0.
Yeah, but 4-2 for the Liberty, considered where they come from, Pearly?
The Liberty is expected to challenge for the WNBA championship this year.
So let's see. And maybe it won't be on the scoring where she needs to do it night in and night out. It becomes on the boards with the rebounds, the assists, and the block shots.
But her numbers are down across the board. So I think it's adjusting to a new team.
But she's a slow starter too. Remember that now.
Yeah, I know. And Brittany is just hooping it up. So right now she doesn't have to be at that level just yet.
All right. And then you got bodybuilding. Saunders earns pro card in bodybuilding and fitness.
I congratulated her yesterday, Kara. Yeah, did great.
There you
She's
go.
She's the 21st Bahamian to get their pro card. Only six, I think, retired so far.
There you have it. It's good stuff. All right, now, we got to take a break. Let's get to that first break, Burley, and then we got to talk basketball. We got some NFL news we got to talk about, and we got to talk about that big game tonight, and we'll get everybody ready for the Final 10 as well. Right here.
I'll be right here.
After the break on the Wednesday, June 7th edition of Talking Edge, which continues right after this.
The sixth edition of the Bahamas Games are on the way. July 7th through the 15th, get ready for inter-island sporting competition in the spirit of unity and camaraderie. Which island is gonna win? It's the Bahamas Games. Our nation, our talent, our games. And look out for the B Games crew coming to your island soon. For more information, call 809-1242. Or visit thebahamasgames.org.
Experience the pure deliciousness of Dunkin's Glazed Donut Breakfast Sandwich. This sweet and savory breakfast treat stacks a fluffy egg and smoked bacon sandwiched inside a split plastic Dunkin' Glazed Donut. Make it a combo with lightly seasoned hash browns and your favorite freshly brewed Dunkin' coffee. Stop by your favorite Dunkin' today and take breakfast to a fun and tasty level with the Dunkin' Glazed Donut Breakfast Sandwich. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Refined style with elegant taste. The fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist. Then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go. Like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
Tired of paying too many bills and loan payments each month?
Shrink your monthly debt payments down to one easy payment with our debt consolidation loan.
It also has a built-in savings that pays you 5% interest.
Inquire about our debt consolidation loans today.
Call 356-7764.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The Wednesday, June 7th edition of Talking Heads continues right now. They're back on and popping. Your boy Naughty and your company along with Pearly or the Pearl right up until 6 o'clock. Pearly, you know we got to talk about, we let Rich Eisen talk about it today. I had a couple of texts early on from the 4 o'clock hour from some of our golf aficionados. And they're kind of up in arms about this whole PGA live golf scenario that's going down and the ramifications of it. And Rich Eisen going to take us home with that today. So for all my golf lovers.
You had LIV and PGA merged, but a lot of the players are saying that they knew nothing of the meetings, knew nothing of what was coming. It was a surprise to them. And a lot of them said it's always good to hear AM news on Twitter, because a lot of them didn't hear it until they saw it on Twitter. And a lot of them are pissed at the commissioner because the commissioner made some disparaging remarks about LIV, about them being backed by the Saudis.
Correct.
About 9/11, about the 9/11 Foundation or our stuff. And then now all of a sudden, he's made a 360 turn and going in a different direction. That people are pissed. I understand the meeting got into a shouting match with the golfers yesterday.
Yeah, he. That's what I heard as well, too. It got kind of heated. And some of the more influential golfers were heated about it as well, too.
And then some are happy, like Phil Mickelson thought it was a great thing.
Well, you know, if Phil can get paid any which way, he can say it's a great thing, right?
Well, I mean, what do you want to do? Do you want to split golf and hurt golf, which it has been doing? Because the level of play at some of the tournaments have not been that good.
Has teetered down.
Like the Masters and all that.
Correct.
Yeah, the Live. And the Live people, basically, I think the Live people won the Masters, or at least in the top three.
Right.
So is it good for golf to bring them together? Is it because the Saudis' money they don't want? You know, but PGA golfers have been complaining about making more money, not for the winners, but for the rest. Making more money. Does this bring more money in so those guys who are only making $120,000 a year can make $100,000 a year maybe? I don't know. So I'm mixed on it. I have to do some more reading up on it before I form my own opinion on it.
Well, I think Rich covers it really well. And you know, Rich is a huge golf aficionado. So that'll be the final 10 today. Rich will break it down for us, his take on the whole PGA Live scenario and situation that's unfolding. As far as the NFL, because you know we're gonna talk NFL and then we're going to talk NBA because you know we got to talk NBA. News out of the NFL right now, because you know it's June, Pearly. You know what next month is, right?
Yeah, money spending time.
Training camp opens. Right. Training camp, and then August is actually preseason.
Mandatory training camp is going on now.
Off-season team activities, yes.
Yeah.
You should be happy Josh Allen is on the cover of Madden, so that should be the jinx for him.
We'll see. That's true. I forgot about
this. This is interesting. I knew Danielle Hunter was going to be on the block. Last year, it started. And this year, you know, the Vikings may be trying to get rid of him. They sent Za'Darius Smith to Cleveland. And guess what? The Cowboys need an edge like Danielle Hunter. Let me tell you, bro, he's a beast.
But you guys, how much money you guys got? You got like $2-3 million.
No, sir. We got 16, Burley.
No, you only got 16 because the Dolphins got more than yours.
Look, I can pull it up for y'all right now. Between 12 and 16 million.
All right. I think y'all got 12. I think the Dolphins got 15, but why? I think the Dolphins got the most money.
Yeah, but if we do a restructure, we'll end up with the 16. But we'll say 12. They can make a move for him, bro. They can make a move for him, and they could probably sign him long term. Do one of them famous, you know, give you a big bonus now, and then you get peanuts the rest of the way, but we'll get you. Because he's a freak.
He is.
And God forbid, you know, you let the Eagles trade for him. And I say that, and I don't want that to go no further than right here. Because you know how Howie Roseman go. He'll trade his grandma for the right deal. And then go trade back for her. And say, Grandma, I was going to bring you back all the time. All right. So, looking at some of the NFL.
I see D-Hop is visiting the Titans today.
My God, is that where he's going to end up signing? Like, really? Or do you think that's just a visit?
He's visiting.
I wonder if that's just to sweeten the pot for other teams. To try, you know, juice it up a little bit, you know?
So what's up? Y'all just letting Zeke go. Y'all not gonna bring Zeke back.
Who?
Ezekiel Elliott.
Who that is?
Ooh. Ooh.
No, I ain't messing with you, man. I appreciate Zeke for all the time he was here. And as a matter of fact, I think Zeke might be staying here on vacation. I saw some pictures of him over the bridge. Or could have been at Bahama. But if you're still there, Zeke, I appreciate you for all them years you did the damn thing. Then when you went to Cabo and came back acting the fool, I had a little issue with you. But nonetheless, I appreciate your service. I appreciate the energy and the love and the love for the game and the passion you brought to the locker room. But, you know, as the, I don't think it was the Temptation. I think as the Manhattans would say, I had to meet you here today. Let's just kiss and say goodbye.
Do you think Ronaldo Jones and drafting Deuce Vaughn is going to replace Zeke?
Listen, Pearly, I want you to take down the name. It's going to be a full-blown committee, okay? Pollard's going to get a lot of work. Deuce Vaughn's going to get a lot of work. Roe Jones, I don't know where he's going to end up, but listen, Lupke, the fullback, undrafted free agent fullback out of North Dakota State, buddy. Uh-huh. That's your banger right there. He got 4-5 speed for the fullback position. Catches passes out of the backfield.
I love this time of the year talking to you. If I listen to you every year, I said that.
No.
That meant before Super Bowl.
And it goes back to McCarthy's taking over the offense. When McCarthy had the offense in Green Bay, there was a fullback there with the similar traits as this kid, Loopy, by the name of John Kuhn. I used to hate the name Kuhn, but you know what I mean? Every score at Green Bay, Kuhn. And I hate that word, but nonetheless, you're going to have a component in that offense that McCarthy runs, and this kid is very, very talented, Pearly.
Let me ask you a question. I heard the Jets' offense is stagnant under Hackett. I heard they can't get on
the
same page.
What did you expect? What do you expect? He sucks. He's a horrible offensive coordinator. Stat boy on Madden could call more plays right now for the Jets and do a better job than Hackett.
All right. I heard some really funny stories today that
And Hackett won't be around because
Aaron
guess
Rodgers.
What? If it started off that way, he don't make training camp. They will get rid of Hackett and bring somebody else in right there for Rodgers. But isn't Hackett a Rodgers guy?
Yeah.
He ain't going nowhere. Jets in problem then. Yeah. They're going to stink up that whole locker room trying to cater to Aaron.
We'll see what happens.
Boy, ain't nothing like when the morale go in the locker room. Before the season start.
We'll see what happens.
That's horrible. That's not cool at all. That's not a good look. Red flags there. You got Hamlin practicing again for the Bills, which is just a miracle in itself.
Yeah, that's wonderful stuff.
Glad to see him coming back.
That dude was dead. He was dead. I mean, D-E-A-D, dead. He was dead on the field, not in the proverbial sense. He was literally dead.
He was dead. Flatline. Gone.
But when it ain't your time, it really ain't your time. When God ain't ready for you,
He can safely use
Steve Harvey line. He ain't finished with me yet.
Why everybody keep bringing up Steve on this show? A guy run hot yesterday, and then I had a text to tell me I jealous of Steve. I'm bitter. Now I got to tell the story again.
Oh, go ahead.
For context.
Well, you told me the story. You and him had fallen out or something. He dissed you or something like that.
No, he didn't diss me. He dissed the club.
Yeah, the club, yeah.
Yeah, he performed there like 20 years ago. Well, I've been there 25, so now 30 years ago maybe. In the days of member only, okay? And the shag haircut, okay?
Yeah.
And we had the picture on the wall, and he came back years later, and we said, hey, would you be so kind to pop by the club, take a picture and an autograph? Great to see you. And that's normally courtesy in the business. If you've worked a club before, if you blow up, you go back and say hi, you know?
Yeah.
And he was like, no, but what you could do is send it over with a bellman, and I'll sign it and send it back. So forget him. And he wasn't the funniest king of comedy anyway. Bernie was. I had a text hit me yesterday, give me the business. You're bitter, Naughty. You're bitter.
No, I know. See, you have to understand, in the business, you don't disrespect in the business like that. You don't do that.
And this protocol is the comedy that a lot of people don't know about the comedy industry that I don't have time to explain to you right now.
Okay.
It takes too long. And, you know.
Okay. I understand.
And every comic got their own niche. Every comic got their own thing that makes them funny and their own portion of the audience with what they cater to.
See, exactly lucky.
And I happen to just cater to the local and to the international. Don't blame me if I'm broad.
You can leave that right there.
You can leave that right
anyway,
there.
Okay, let's move on. Okay,
keep it moving. I'm surprised we didn't hear from Mystery Dolphin today. And AKA Sheethead.
He's probably in the gym.
In the gym, eh? Yeah.
Yeah, he's probably in the gym.
Getting pumped up. Lifting around other Miami Heat guys, other Sheetheads. Let's do it. We're going to win tonight.
But Jalen Ramsey took some photo shoots in his Dolphin uniform, looking really good, looking like he's been there forever.
He looked like he's straight off South Beach, if you ask me. But anyway, leave that alone.
That's all right.
That wasn't lip gloss he was wearing, was it?
That's all right. Now I ain't getting in it. Now I ain't going to ride with you.
All right. Not a problem. Now, listen, we got to get to basketball now. We got to talk a little NBA because it's going down tonight. And how
I
do you see it going?
Jeff Green, when they got into Miami, he took all his team players to his house and he had a barbecue and a Miami-style barbecue and fun time and to get them all relaxed and everything, you know. On the other hand, the Heat, they're talking, you know, still talking. They don't care what you think and all what they feel. So it's going to be interesting. And like I told them yesterday, I still believe Denver's going to win this series. And I think if Denver wins tonight, it's going to be, that's it for me. That's why I really believe that. If Miami wins tonight, then it's going to be a bigger challenge. It probably goes 7.
Yeah, I got him going in. I got him going to 6.
I still believe 5. I still believe 5. And we'll see what happens.
We will definitely see what happens. I think it's going to be a good one tonight, though.
You know, he was, oh, I said Joker's not going to play the body. He didn't play body at 41 points. 4 assists.
I don't think I don't think that's going to happen.
When he has 10 assists or more, they're basically unbeatable. When he's under 10 assists, they're beatable, very beatable. And very. Miami took his passing lane away, so we're going to see what happens. Murray can't wait till the last 2 minutes to pour it on. Murray got to be consistent, so I don't think Murray's going to be bad like that anymore either. So it's going to be interesting to see. I still believe Denver in 5.
You still think Denver in 5?
Yeah. Yeah.
I like Denver. I said Denver in 6 now that they took that L. So I like Denver in 6.
It'll only go 6 if Miami takes one at home. If Miami loses those 3 at home, they ain't going to go back to Denver. That one old name, that name like this, they over. So it's important that Miami wins in at home. It's important.
They got to win. If they don't win at home.
You ain't going back on Denver floor and beating them no more. They ain't going to let that happen.
I don't know. This right now, I think that the Jeff Green might have stepped in with some veteran leadership. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And say, you know what? I've been here before. I played on a multitude of teams. You know what? This is what we're going to do. We're going to come by the house. We're going to come to the crib. We're going to play some video games. We're going to relax. We're going to focus. We're going to get ready to play. I think that's the mantra they're going to take. That's the mindset they're going to take.
That's what they did. You know, there's an hour drive from the where they stand, but they all got them on buses and all that and took a nice ride up, hung out, you know, throw some stuff on the grill, had a good time.
All right. So who you like tonight, Pearly?
I like Denver tonight.
All right.
And I like Denver big tonight.
I like Denver tonight, too. I think Denver gets it done tonight. And, of course, you know, you could bet it. Check it out on the islandgame.com, theislandgame.com. And, of course, click on the sports book. Check all the options how to play. All right, and they always remind you, the Island Game always reminds you to play responsibly.
Yeah, I think that's going to happen. I think you know what has been a real fun thing to watch? I mean, you don't watch it, but I do. The Stanley Cup. Oh. The Vegas Golden Knights have been embarrassing the Florida Panthers. Beat them 7-2 the other night. I mean, like, spank them like you spank your child.
Yeah, they beat up on them.
Yeah, they really beat up on them.
All right.
So they're back in Florida tonight. I think, is it tonight or tomorrow night?
I can't keep up with their schedule is
flip-flop worse than the other schedules.
Let me check the text line.
I think they're tomorrow night. They're tomorrow night.
Let's
in
check
Florida.
The text line real quick. Everyone needs to know when you're powerful, be merciful. Never forget humble beginnings. But you can see Steve is arrogant, naughty. He was funny, but not like Chris and Bernie. And even Monique. Forget Steve. And also, stop thinking Miami is going to lose. I see the Joker as a flop king, just like LeBron. I watched him good last game. Who do you think he learned to flop from? LeBron. Hey, Naughty.
I know he's a flop king. You think he's a flop king?
Naughty, even though he's a Dodger, the sock boy done good yesterday holding it down for you. Thank you again,
thanks,
my brother. Dad. And I appreciate
thanks,
that.
Dad.
See, come, I tell you, but he's be trolling you, you know. He's be trolling
that's
the different.
That's my, that's, you say, that's how the young people say, that's my brethren, babe. That's my brethren.
Trolly, olly, oh. Hey.
He's a good guy. He's a big Yankee fan.
Yeah,
though,
man.
You know?
And listen, the Yankees, I mean, We just got to get it together, man. We all right, though. It's that time of year.
You know, Judd is hurt. You know, trying to break up the Dodger Stadium. Ain't nobody telling him to run through no wall.
Nope.
Trying to run through the wall for let the ball drop and get throw it in.
But
you know, this ain't the World Series. This is a regular season game. You want to break the people's wall down. Now you got to go pay to fix our wall back.
cheap wall. I had a wall soft, just like, anyway.
Nobody, they plenty of people rented that wall before, and nobody ever break it down. Only Judge one can break that wall down.
Judge is a monster. You should tell you how strong Judge is.
Well, he is strong. He's strong. Like when women see me when I was back when young boy, he's strong like them goat.
Okay. I guess he's a fan of goats, eh?
I was wondering, Iran.
Maybe you should ask.
Iran, and Iran very fast.
Okay. You didn't stick around.
No, all right.
Let me get to this one. Naughty, Miami is playing a heck of a ball. He's playing a heck of a ball. A hell of a ball. This is going down to the last minute in game seven. Heck of a ball. This is going down to the last minute in game seven. Miami wins. Defense win and determines this championship. I think coaching is going to determine it, to tell you the truth. Because Denver, if they want to play some defense on you, they can play some defense on you as well.
You know what's going to determine it? Joker doesn't want to be a big scorer. But if they force his hand, he's going to just go off and put like 60 on them.
I think Joker gets a triple-double tonight that's synonymous with his kind of numbers. And I think Denver gets it done. I still think it's going to be a dogfight, but I think they get it done. And listen, the Heat won by 3 the other night, 111 to 108, when Denver clearly had moments where they shot cold and they turned the ball over. And like you say, the Joker with only 4 assists. It was an off night.
Plus, there was a clutch call, man. There was a shot that Adebayo blocked, but that was clear goaltending, clear. So anything could happen, a couple of things. So, you know, there's 1-1. Let's see what happens tonight.
It could be interesting how it goes down tonight for sure.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of ramifications coming out of this tonight, too. A lot of postseason moves may come with some of these veterans on some of these squads and the playoff teams that have been eliminated. You'll see. And now rumor out of Dallas continues to get hotter and hotter. Kyrie wants LeBron to come to Dallas.
That can't happen. And who's going to take the pay cut? Well, only one person can take the pay cut is Kyrie, because Luka already on a salary.
LeBron coming already in with a salary in another year on the option.
If you give Luka the max, that puts the three of them at $134,000. The salary cap, only
$134 million.
$134 million, sorry. So the salary cap, only $134 million. What are you going to do? Who are you going to sign? That's not going to happen.
Can we just let it? Say it could happen possibly until it don't happen.
No, because I don't want to build up my hopes. Yeah, you know, I build up my hopes to get it feeling. So no,
you need to go, Pearly.
Yes, he does, but it ain't that. Not this way. You got a better chance of Kyrie coming to LA than he going to Dallas.
Yeah, that scares me too. Because Kyrie end up in LA, I'm out of there. Tell both of them gone. I'm watching basketball.
If that team with Kyrie on it will win a NBA title, though.
No, suckers. He'll freak himself right out.
No, they're going to win. He ain't going to freak himself during the playoffs. He ain't do that to Dallas. Why you think he come to LA to do that? He ain't going to do that in the playoffs.
No text. I don't have COVID, man. I got a dry throat right now, and I left my bottle of water in the production room, so I'm just looking at it through the window. I'm parched, it's all outdoors, saying I can hold on for this last 2 minutes. And then I said LeBron, it caused me to choke. Because I like to spit his name out of my mouth.
How long you had this cough? Okay.
You know, listen, I would like to say that this cough is nothing to be worried about. It's hereditary. I've had it for over 40 years.
It ain't bothering me. I mean, I ain't in the same room with you, so I ain't worrying.
Who don't get that joke? I don't care.
I got it. I was trying to let it go. I got it. Very, very.
You don't never try to let it go, politicker. I'll just leave that alone right there. All right. So we got a couple of minutes before you got to get to the break. Naughty, Miami wins by 7 tonight. I bet you a Duncan 32-ounce refresher. Bet. I'll take Denver plus 7. And then next week when I'm on remote, whatever Dunkin' location I'm at, you come make that 32-ounce colada happen. I don't want a refresh. I want a colada.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Let me know, and I'll come and watch you get that.
No, I can get 32-ounce and then tell them put it in 2 16-ounce cup, and we will drink together, my brother.
Amen, I say amen. Amen, I say amen.
All right. Well, great stuff today. I appreciate you chiming in. I'm just going with Miami and Denver, man. I like Denver to win it tonight. And for the strange reason, go with the over tonight. I think it goes over tonight.
What's the spread?
I think you better look it up because my phone just died.
So Denver 3.5. Yeah, I take Denver in the points.
I take Denver in 3.5, and what's the over, Pearly?
213.
Come on, they got to score 106.5 each. Come on, brother.
No, I ain't sure about that.
That going over. That going over. I'm telling you, we're going over tonight. Over and take Denver, press the 3.5. Bet it with the Island game. Bet it, set it, and forget it, and collect.
What was the score of the last game?
111-108. That's why I said going over, brother.
Okay, all right. I'll go with over. Take it, yeah.
All right.
Take Denver the points and over.
All right. And all my golf aficionados, man, Rich Eisen going to break down the PGA live situation for you on the final 10, taking you home. Good stuff first hour. Good stuff second hour. Be good, Bahamas. We'll see you tomorrow. And if you can't be good at it.
Go Dodgers.
I had got prostate cancer. My family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Juicy fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot, buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius. Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. To feed more than one, KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with 4 thighs and 4 legs, fried to golden perfection, plus 4 buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius. Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
George, Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs.
Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles. We cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online. www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
People, what you thinking?
We want something different.
Uh-huh. People, what you wanting?
We want local government.
I can tell them no more slunking.
We want the function.
I can tell them no more joking.
I forgot.
Gone down Blue Hill Road, gone down Village Road, gone down Nassau Road. We want local government. We want local government. We want local government.
Share the love.
We want local government.
We are called for local government.
Sign the petition and find out more information at risebahamas.net.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You get rich in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm on the phone with Susan. She says, oh my gosh. I'm like, what? She goes, the LIV Tour just merged with the PGA Tour.
Boom.
I'm like, what? The what? I almost pulled over on the 405, you know, if I wasn't speeding. But, you know.
Luckily, I was in traffic when it happened.
Dude. I'm like,
wow.
Are we serious? The LIV Tour and the PGA Tour are merging. How in the hell does that work? Yeah. And I'm starting to see statements come out from the PGA Tour, the DP World Tour. The Dan Patrick World Tour is one of my favorite. But, you know, that's the folks over in Europe. a new collectively owned for-profit entity that ensures all stakeholders benefit from a model that delivers maximum excitement and competition among the game's best players. Now, I don't want to go too deep into this because this is a business story. This is a sports business story, and it makes sense that CNBC was the entity that broke this story. Because this is a sports business story. It's a political story. It's a world politics story that just happens to involve sports and a major sports entity that plays in the United States of America. Even though the Canadian Open is happening, but I think you understand North America, whatever you want to say. Because this is a business story. It's a politics story. So you got to stick with me here as I do my best to try and understand it. I spoke to a couple of people this morning who were in the know. I'm like, explain it to me like I'm five, will you please? And, you know, there's the PGA Tour is a nonprofit, but it's also saying it's a for-profit entity now, and they're still maintaining what's called a 501c6 nonprofit status, entity status in the United States. It's very confusing. Trust me. So I don't know how this all works. And you know who also doesn't know how this all works? Anybody who's not named Jay Monahan, the PGA Tour Commissioner, and the folks involved in the Public Investment Fund, which is the PIF, which is what the Saudi Investment Fund is being called, because this is Saudi Arabia buying the PGA Tour and also buying the lawsuits that are going between both entities, the LIV Tour and the PGA Tour, buying them, dropping these lawsuits, because that's part of this merger, is litigation is getting dropped. That's what this is about. I had it explained to me again from multiple people. The Saudi prince doesn't want to be deposed.
Nope.
Okay. And the LIV Tour players won't back in on the PGA Tour. This is what's been described to me. And so everybody gets together and tries to figure this thing out, how to make it work. And again, we're going to learn more about this news. I'm coming on the air within an hour of finding out about it and reading about it and making some phone calls about it. This is the way it's been described to me from multiple people. Okay? And how it comes across is easy to sum up in two words. It stinks. It stinks to high heaven. That's five words. Because in the lawsuit, the countersuit that the PGA Tour threw on LIV, Jay Monahan was quoted as saying in the countersuit, the countersuit is, I'm quoting from the countersuit. The LIV is using players, quote, and the game of golf to sports wash the recent history of Saudi atrocities. And today, what Saudi atrocities? We don't know. We have no idea. You tell me about these atrocities. Boof, gone. Okay. Money. Read about it as much as you want. There's a new board. The PGA Tour will say that they can. They're also have their nonprofit status. They're still a charitable organization. There's also a commercial entity now that the PIF, the Saudis, are the exclusive investors in, and they can also be in charge of who else is allowed to invest moving forward. What does that sound like? Somebody who owns something, correct? And so they're going to get together and figure stuff out. What does it look like? The team aspect of the LIV Tour is apparently still on the table. I don't know how that looks on the PGA Tour. Because I'll tell you what. The guys who said no to the LIV money and are now watching all the LIV guys who took the money have a path to come back and play with them with their fat wallets in their back pockets. You think those guys are going to want to put on a fireball golf shirt and team up with those guys?
Smash.
How does Rory McIlroy feel today? Tiger, who turned down damn near $1 billion. And you could sit there and say, Rich, they're fine, whatever. But this is the principle of the matter. They were principled in a situation where Jay Monahan, the PGA Tour commissioner, sounded principled and then heel turned. Because I cannot imagine how much money was put into this kitty by the PIF. And how do you think Rory and the guys who turned down the money feel when they turn on Twitter today and see not only these tweets from LIV Tour players? Phil Mickelson, awesome day today with a smiley emoji. Brooks Koepka, your recent
PGA champion.
PGA champion. Welfare check on Shambly. Now, he's referring to Brandel Shambly, the NBC, Peacock, Golf Channel, analyst. He would call moralist, hand-wringer. The LIV players hate him. Mm-hmm. How do you think the guys who turn down the money feel when they turn on Twitter and learn of the news? Through Twitter. Colin Morikawa, I love finding out morning news on Twitter.
Two-time major champion.
Jay Monahan did send a memo to the tour players. If you're also on the back end of the tour, you're sitting here thinking, does that make me, am I at least going to be what, the 53rd man on the roster if I'm ranked 200, 225, 250, 300? Do I now get at least a base salary? Do I get benefits? Do I get child care? What do I get now? Obviously, this is all going to get figured out. What if they didn't want the Saudi money? They're now going to take it just to get a tour card? What about the majors? How about this? What if, let's just throw this out here. Because you're already seeing the majors, like, say, the PGA Championship. You're already seeing some because of the readjustment the PGA Tour made based on how much money LIV was pumping into the game from their point of, from their end of things. You're already seeing some of the purses on the majors not be some of the largest purses in the year. What if LIV decides, or pardon me, PIF, or the new entity decides, we're going to have a new tournament and we're going to pump so much money into this, we're not going to call it a new major. We won't call it a, but the money will speak as if it's a new major. What does that mean? How's it going to look when we all know the game, feel the game, appreciate the game the way that it has been with the tradition that the PGA Tour is still waving in its press releases today? And in the press conference, we'll play in a second from Jay Monahan. What if that totally gets upended by the money that gets pumped in here? It's going to be on the players to actually sit here and say, well, we're not going to play in that tournament, or we'll play in this one, or we're not playing in that major anymore because I'm kind of tired from making all that much more money at some de facto new major that's been created, say, on a course that might be owned by an individual who has been all about the LIV Tour over the last several months. I'm just saying it's totally changed. The Saudis own golf. Period. End of story. Jay Monahan, though, held a press conference today. And Jay had this to say about how it's going to unify the game of golf. Hit it.
There's been a lot of tension in our sport over the last couple of years. But what we're talking about today is coming together to unify the game of golf. And to do so under one umbrella. And David, the way that we're doing that is we're creating a for-profit LLC that the PIF is going to invest in alongside the DP World Tour. And together, we're going to move forward and we're going to take efforts to grow and expand this great game and to take it to new heights. And so what's happened today, and to your earlier question, is we've recognized that together, we can have a far greater impact on this game than we can working apart. And I give Yasser great credit for coming to the table, coming to the discussions with an open heart and an open mind. We did the same, and the game of golf is better for what we've done here today.
Sitting next to PIF's Governor Yasser Al-Rumayyan, on CNBC, pardon me, it was not a press conference. We're just, this is all so fresh, it's happening fast. Unifying the game of golf. In his letter to the PGA Tour members, he said, we will work cooperatively to establish a fair and objective process for any players who desire to reapply for membership with the PGA Tour, the DP World Tour, following the completion of the 2023 season, consistent with each tour's...
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.